You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
Let's play this game. We're going to meet the lady first today, Jer. Megan, I believe, is representing for the women. Hi, Megan.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. It's Megan.
What are you up to today?
I am on my way taking my daughter to daycare.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
We were just talking about daycare on the Mindbender about how much it costs. What do you pay each year for daycare?
A little over $1,600 a month.
Yeah, gosh, we were way off.
$1,600 a month?
Is it just one kiddo?
Yeah, that's one.
Good night.
That's like $20,000 a year, isn't it?
It is.
Pretty close. Is that a fancy schmancy type place that you're going to?
I wouldn't say it's like super fancy. I mean, when we were looking for daycare, we kind of shopped around just to kind of see what
we
could
get. It's a nice one, though. It's nice.
Yeah.
But man.
Wow.
It's like a mortgage payment for some people.
Yep. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Well,
for a lot of people, yeah. Well, you know what?
Is it more than your mortgage payment?
Just a little over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much.
Pretty neck. It's like neck and neck.
You pay more for your daycare than you do for mortgage.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, Megan. That sucks.
It does suck.
It does suck.
But it's worth it for, you know, making sure that she's taken care of.
That's right.
You know, she's learning what she needs to learn.
You got
to
do it. You got to do it.
Let me ask you this. How old is she?
She is going to be 10 months Saturday.
So you have another 5 years of this.
Yes, I do.
What are they really teaching her?
Like, at 10 months?
Finger painting?
Yeah. You buy a lot
at
of finger paints. Is she eating it?
Counting with Cheerios?
Counting Cheerios? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You got to do it.
Well, if you have another 5 years of this, that's $100,000 in daycare.
I'm sure she's done the math, Dom.
I'm feeling for Megan right now. And
me
for every
too.
Family that is doing this. Man. Should we just play the game? Megan's like,
Megan's tired of us.
She hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I hope we just lost her. She didn't hang up.
Hopefully it was just a call dropped. Megan,
Megan might have dropped off. They're looking very confused in the other room.
Well, tell them to answer line one.
Answer the phone.
She wouldn't have hung up.
No, we dropped her.
The call just dropped?
The call dropped, yeah.
Okay.
Is that Megan? They have no idea what they're doing in there today, Dom.
What is going on in the other room?
I don't know.
Oh,
okay, she's back.
Okay, hold on.
They look
Let's
so confused in there. All right.
You know, we thought for a moment that you may have hung up on us.
No, I went through a bad cell area.
Okay. I was like, man, we're ragging on you about how much you were paying. We thought you just hung up.
No.
You are delightful. Hold on, because now we're going to meet the gentleman that you're going up against, and that would be Michael. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Doing quite well. What are you up to today?
I'm just going to record some music, you know, take a little day off work, try to get some music recorded.
Oh. What instrument are you playing?
I don't play instruments. I'm a rapper.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Can you do a little rap for us right now without any foul language?
Can you keep it clean?
Is that impossible?
It's not impossible, but it's very difficult.
Yeah, we don't want anything to slip.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Hmm.
No fat beats for us, Dom.
Do you have a special rapper name?
Yes, I go by Dank Skrilla.
Dank Skrilla.
Okay.
That sounds tough.
Can I download some of your music online?
I'm on Spotify, YouTube, and any other major streaming platforms.
Well, that's cool.
How do you spell it?
D-A-N-K-S-K-I or S-K-R-I-L-L-A.
Two
what
words?
Is, like, is dank like good? What's that?
Yeah.
It means like well, good, doesn't okay. it? Or?
Well, it's like a combination of, you know, weed and money. You know?
D-A-N-K-S-K-R-I-L-L-A, Dank Skrilla. Or am I saying something that's really nasty in
no,
slang?
No, you're not.
No.
Okay.
No. Skrilla is an old school word for money, and dank, you know, pretty much just means good weed.
Pot weed and money.
Okay.
All right.
How much money do you make off your rapping?
So far, I've made about $10.
Oh, buddy.
I'm still up and coming.
Stay with it, man.
I'm still up and coming.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to stream one of your songs today. That'll put a few more pennies in your pocket, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, I'll do it. I'll help you out.
Do it.
I'll help a brother out. Here's the way this game works. I'm going to ask Dank Skrilla some questions that women are more likely to know. And Jeremy is going to ask Megan some questions that guys are more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the gift card to go off to Target and also put a point up on the board for their gender for the month. The boys are up so far, 1-0 for June. Jeremy, we alternate who goes first, and you are up to bat first because Megan
All right,
goes
Megan.
First.
Here we go, Megan. You're still with us. Okay, good. In the comic book world, Charles Xavier is better known by what name?
Oh, goodness.
Guess.
Oh. The man in the wheelchair?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
Oh.
But his name is Professor X, not the man in the wheelchair. So, yeah, he's big with the X-Men.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah, Charles Xavier, yeah. Professor X.
I don't think we could give it to you for describing them. Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay. Over to Dank Skrilla. In what book and movie series, Dank, would you find a character named Edward Cullen? What book and movie series is that with Edward Cullen?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Twilight.
And
whoa.
You are not so stoned that you don't get a point.
You weren't guessing. You knew that. You read all the Twilight books.
Come on. It's all right if you tell us you watched all
don't
the movies.
Don't lie.
By yourself.
Mr. Dank.
Okay. Back to Megan.
Megan, the fifth season of what Breaking Bad spinoff recently aired on AMC?
Oh, my husband would know this. Gosh darn it.
Hurry. Guess.
Oh, it's Better Call Saul. Oh, man.
I love that show.
So good.
And I have the hots for his lady friend.
Whoa, settle down, horn dog.
Jeez. Do you know what, Michael Dank Skrilla? If you get this one, the game is already over. But if you miss it, Megan will have one more chance to tie it up.
All right, let's go.
Please tell me the name of the actress/singer who named her first child Apple. Who is that actress? Hurry.
I don't know.
That is Gwyneth Paltrow.
She named her kid Apple.
Have you heard of her?
I didn't even know she was a singer. I know who she is, but I didn't know she was.
Yeah, she has put out some music.
Well, she has.
Probably not as good as Dank Skrilla.
Hopefully not.
I'm really going to feel bad that we don't get any rapping from him today.
If he can do it without cussing.
Megan, you need this to stay alive. If you don't get this, the game is over. If you do get it, Michael will have one more chance to win. What do you got for it, Jeremy?
Well, I'm looking here. All right, Megan. For many, many years, this action superstar endorsed a product called Total Gym and Total Gym Pro. Who was that action superstar?
Take a guess.
Like the only action superstar of all time.
Take a guess.
It's Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris in the Total Gym Pro.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
The commercial.
It was like him and Christie Brinkley, I think. I think.
But that was like when I was like 7.
Yeah, but with...
No, because Total Gym Pro came out later.
You gotta at least guess. I mean, you gotta throw a name out. But, you know, I'm...
True.
Megan, the game is... Over!
Oh, Megan.
Man,
I know.
Man. I was hoping that gift card would offset some of that money you pay for childcare.
Not much.
I know.
Oh, you are a sweetheart, but you do have to take some medicine before you go. Are you ready?
All right. Yes, I'm ready.
Boys rule today. Listen, go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. You guys as well. You guys are awesome.
Aw, thank you, Megan.
We think you're awesome.
Have a good day.
Michael, you got the gift card to Target, and you know what? You put the boys up 2-0 for the month of June.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, listen, you rapper, stand by. We're going to let Josh talk to you and tell you about your prize.
There you go.
That was fun today, though.
Yeah, I like that one.
Boys are up 2-0. Don't look now again.
I know.
The boys. If the boys somehow, and I know I'm looking way ahead, but if the boys somehow manage to win June, that will completely tie the game up for the year.